This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Paul.
Now, Macca, we're joined in the studio by our next guest, Liam Blandon and Sarah Hopkins, both from the Realm Library in Ringwood. Welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Thank you.
Now, what is the Realm Library? I don't know what it is.
Realm is actually a facility part of the Maroondah City Council.
Okay.
It's a multi-use facility, so there's a fairly prominent public library in there, but there's also some other resources, a cafe, an art gallery, all sorts of stuff.
Cool.
A real community hub.
It is. It's one of the sort of, you know, that new model of libraries where they share the building with other services, and we're, you know, next to the shopping centre and the train station. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
That sounds like a pride centre being built in St Kilda.
It does.
Putting all the community
places. A gathering place.
It is. One place.
Yeah.
Now, you've got something very exciting happening
down there.
Tell us about that, Liam.
So, starting this week and running into next week, we're actually hosting an LGBTIQ+ Writers and Readers Festival called Writing the Rainbow, which we're very excited about because it's our first time doing it. This is something that actually grew out of the Pride Grants program that's offered by the Department of Premier and Cabinet. We applied for a little bit of money to, you know, just put on a festival, which we haven't really done before. It's a bit of an experiment, but we've put a lot of work into it, and we're really excited to start it on Tuesday night.
So what type of activities are going to be there? What's going to be going on?
Well, we've got a range of activities, and we tried to really live up to our public library, where for everybody, all ages, mandate. So we've got story time for little kids, Rainbow Family Story Times. We've got two guest storytellers, Jackie Brown and Dolly Diamond, will be doing probably completely different sorts of...
That girl gets everywhere, doesn't she?
Oh, God, she covers more mileage than the upfield train line.
Yeah, well, now she's coming to Ringwood, so that'll be a lot of fun. We've got a writer's workshop, and the byline for that is stories you wish your younger self had known, so encouraging a sort of autobiographical storytelling, but obviously people can work on whatever.
That's a wonderful idea, actually. Mm. Really good.
They want to tell. We've got two quiet reading hours, which will just have a whole range of books out for people who want to just come and sit, hang out in the library, realise that it's a safe space. Realm is a new building. It's very beautiful. We've got lovely armchairs and it's a lovely reading section.
Bit of snoring going on?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So we really want to promote the idea that libraries are for everyone. That's really part of our mission. And then we've got some two writing panels. One's got more of an academic focus about queer writing in posterity, and one's got more of a storytelling and publishing focus. And we've got Benjamin Law coming in as our keynote speaker. Yes.
So, you know, libraries, I'm a real book person. I love books. I have way too many, if you ask my partner. Probably about 2,000 too many. But, you know, in terms of libraries have changed so much, certainly over the last few years. But, you know, when I actually go to my local library, which I've done a couple of times, I expected it to be empty.
No, libraries are busier.
But it's actually full of people.
They're thriving at the moment.
You know, which is really, really, really encouraging because, you know, people are not just gaining knowledge by reading, but they're gaining knowledge by engaging and you know, within their community. So I was actually quite surprised. I hadn't been to a library for a while, and then I went, oh, my God, you know, there's something free going on. Well, there is something free, but they're giving stuff away? No, it was just, it was chockers.
Yeah, absolutely. The Realm, we're very proud that the library we have at Realm has become so much a part of the community in Ringwood and in the eastern suburbs generally. We've got, you know, visits of 30 or 40,000 people every month, and we have people like you coming in every day who have visited the library for the first time in years and sort of realise all over again the value that they bring to everyone.
This is a bit off topic question here. If I want to give books to the library, some libraries won't take them. They're not rude books. you know, their current political, historical books, will you take them?
The short answer is no.
No.
Why?
The long answer is the cheapest and easiest way for libraries to buy their books is to buy them already packaged up for the library. So when they, by the time they get to us, they're brand new, they've got a barcode on them, they've got covering, they've got a spine label, and then we just put them straight on the shelf. And that means almost all the staff who work in the library are out doing things with the people who are visiting the libraries. We no longer have cataloguers and people covering books and people sitting in back rooms picking books up and putting them down.
So
and
what about
them
if
up.
I cover them?
You have to ask very nicely.
And it depends. It depends on the book. We do have local authors who have written something themselves, yep, or, you know, books about the local area, and they'll frequently come in and say, look, I've put this book together. Would you be happy to put it on the shelves? In that case, we're more than happy to. We'll put in the work and we'll make sure that other people have the chance to read it.
We'll work offline on this.
I have to say, Macca, since Marie Kondo arrived, lots of people are trying to get rid of their books.
Yeah. Oh. But mine are interesting.
I'm sure they are.
Sorry.
No, go back to the event. Obviously, you've got a great lineup of things going on. How are people going to get access to the individual events? So, for example, yes, I'm a dad. I want to take my kids along to one of the children's sessions. Do people have to book tickets, or can they just rock up? Well, what's the deal?
We are asking for bookings for most of the events, just because we are a little bit pressed for space, and we do anticipate some good numbers to these events. But all of them are free. We're not charging for any of the events in the program. You can access the whole calendar at yourlibrary.com.au/WTR. for Writing the Rainbow. All of them are listed there. They're all open for bookings, and we would really encourage people to jump on and have a bit of a look.
I think you're going to be, I'd love you to come back, you know, a couple of weeks after and let us know what sort of feedback you've got, how it's gone. I think it's a great initiative. I mean, thank you to you guys for doing it, but also Department of Premier and Cabinet for throwing some dollars your way.
It's a great use of the funds, though, because you want innovative ideas to be able to try and find things that are going to add value to people's lives. I think that's always the way with taxpayer-funded things. It's got to improve people's living and life quality. I'm going to say, Ben, my partner, was doing some volunteering work recently, and he was using the library as the meeting place for his volunteering work. So the need to make those places more accessible, putting coffee bars in them, putting comfy chairs in, is exactly where it needs to go
now,
to.
I've actually got an idea what I can do with these books. When I go into the library and I just leave one there.
Well,
you wouldn't throw it out. You couldn't possibly, as a library, you couldn't possibly throw a book out.
We have a thriving lost property box, actually. But what we're finding as well is people are building, take a book, leave a book, libraries in their own front yards.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you've seen them, but, you know.
I have.
There are excellent
public transport, Macca. There was a thing when I was living in public transport. I know it's a thing for you. When I was living in London, there used to be a thing about people leaving books on purpose on the tube seats. So you would just go there,
and
people would swap books around. So quite often, you'd see loads of books on carriages, just one per left around.
That'd be on the basis that a lot of people are dishonest and they wouldn't say they'd pinch it. That'd be good.
Yeah, maybe. But I think people knew that they were there to be exchanged.
Okay, so Writing the Rainbow, it's on at the Realm Library in Ringwood, and it goes from 17th till the 26th of September. I want everyone out there to go. Let's make the place jammed full of people. I think it's a great initiative. Congratulate you on it, and come back in a few weeks and let us know how it's gone.
Thank you for that, Macca. We will.
Thanks, Macca. So the first event is Tuesday, opening night, and Nevo Zizan will be our guest.
Oh, Nevo. Nevo's been on the show a few times. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. A great lineup of guest speakers as well. It's a great event.
Yeah.
So that was Liam Blandon and Sarah Hopkins, both from Realm Library in Ringwood, with the Writing the Rainbow event. Thank you for joining us here on Saturday Magazine.
Thank you. Paul. Thanks, Macca.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.